Because someone told me it depends where you get the eggs from.
Same in my spot.
Haka, they haven't. When after you cook them, then what you cook them, the writing goes off, Taka. So you can't, you can't see the writing on it anymore. I haven't seen anything. You told me to get it. I've got to try it out, Taka. But you told me there's some eggs you can buy, Taka, that after you cook it, then all the writing goes off.
What are you talking about?
Listen, Moshe. Sit down. This is Gavi. Sit down, Moshe.
I wish you could hear me.
You too, Moshe. So, not all those eggs. So we spoke about the eggs with the writing on, yeah? That means a lot of the eggs that we tried out last week, it's a red mark on it. And when you cook it, the mark is still there. You can still see the red mark, but it's faded. But that's the chayra, a letter. It's a letter there. You can still see the letter. So we said to break the letter, to crack the egg like normal, the chayra is the problem of moichik. So last week I tried it out. And when I tried it out, when I said I cracked the egg, you could crack the egg in a way where you don't break the oysters. It's not so easy to do, But first of all, that zikha, one can't just crack an egg haphazardly and hope for the best. That's definitely not allowed. Generally, when you crack an egg, it cracks everywhere. So you can't be so much on this that just by cracking an egg, you won't crack the letters. Generally speaking, when you crack an egg, you will crack it. If you do it very carefully, it's possible that there's no
issue. It's not opposite ratio, is it?
It's not opposite ratio. I'm saying I'd be very careful because I tried it more than once, actually. And a lot of times it did crack, huh? That's what I'm telling you. I've tried it quite a number of times. Most times it do crack. It's very hard to make it doesn't crack. So it's korv levada. It's very hard to b'sit ratio. How much you need, percentage-wise, to know what's called a b'sit ratio. So these eggs, there's two eggs that we said last week, or these eggs. Either you put a black pen on Erev Shabbos. I mean, a lot of people make egg before Shabbos. They crack the egg before Shabbos. No problem then, yeah? Those who are careful about, they don't want to have egg before Shabbos. They want to make it on Shabbos itself. So the eight says, even on Erev Shabbos, take a black pen, whatever pen it is, and you rub out the letter. You go over it.
What?
Red or orange, green, red, any color, as long as it's not visible. No, as long as you can't see it, wherever you do that, you can't see it, then that makes it mutter. Then you're not rubbing anything out, there's no issues there. That's all to all, someone talking about eight, so all you can crack the egg before Shabbos and just take off that little bit with the writing on. It means you leave the shell on, that's no problem. If over the egg, certainly, I think even a bit of the egg has got shell on, and there's a problem of leaving it overnight, yeah? It's only, so that zikha posh eight, you just crack the egg where the writing is, and you take that bit of writing off. So you left with a little circle, a little funny, the egg looks with a shell on it, with a little piece in the middle with no shell on. That's right, but that's what we're going to eat or do. Yeah? Now, what we spoke about on Yom Tov, when you cook the eggs, that's no problem, we said. Even though when you cook it, the mice, as it cooks, you're going to make the ink fade. Rosh Hashanah, when you're doing a mice and heter cooking, and it happens to be at the same time, something else happens, that's what to do. Okay. Let's move on to the Gezeres of Chazal. Very interesting, I'll tell you, I was quite hard this Shabbos. I was looking at, you walk down the street, you see so many notices. So we said last time, Chazal made a very interesting gezeira here, that a person mustn't read things on Shabbos. The gezeira, two reasons we said. What were the two reasons? One was, that a person might come to do business. I mean, let's take a normal document, let's say a bank statement. Let's start with that, it's an easy way to start with. An invoice, a receipt, anything like that. It's also to read on Shabbos. There's two reasons why you must read on Shabbos. One is because it's not you're doing business, it's not what you're supposed to be doing on Shabbos, not the spirit of Shabbos. Or there's a gezeira shema yimchik, you might rub something out. And because you might rub something out, you must read it. This gezeira is so encompassing that Chazal made a gezeira on all documents, even though it's not business-like at all. On every single document, Chazal made a gezeira, otu story, hejotus, that you cannot read any document on Shabbos. That's how we ended off last time. That basically, everything is also to read on Shabbos. You have to find a heter while it's allowed. So think about it over Shabbos. You walk down the street, you see signs, fire exit, you see street signs. It sounds funny that you can't read these on Shabbos.
You're not going to rub those out.
Oh, so you haven't got zera shemen yimchay. That's true. But the Maaseh Chazal made the zera of the story of Jesus, yeah? So everything, you've got two things to worry about. It's a very interesting zera, but it comes out, it's a chayin for the man. The Maaseh, you have to see, it's not so posh. But I'm telling you, what should come out is that really everything reading is a problem. So you've got plenty of time to learn.
Oh.
Very good. That's what should happen.
Sometimes you have a whole drosha, planning permission, a whole thing on that. You shouldn't be able to read.
The thing is, Shabbos we were more relaxed. You've got plenty of time to read. That's the thing. You stroll down the road and you see lost cat, a reward of £500, whatever it is for these lost cats you get. So you know you think it's worthwhile reading. You've got no head to read it at all. All these things, like, all right, you can't eat it. It's a gezeira.
It's easier when two people are together.
Right, and Shevi Yimcha, you might be helping. You've got always two things to worry about. One is Shevi Yimcha, right, Rabbi, I'll come to you on this now, because people are talking about now. Shevi Yimcha is one problem is you might come and rub out something, and the other is there also story hediotus. So the Mahabha puts this down very nicely over here in Shin Mem. Yeah, that's not possible, I didn't see this being controlled of. It's right, you walk down the street and see a signpost, and you can't walk down the street with your eyes closed. It's not possible. That's not a problem, I don't think. I don't walk with your eyes down. I mean, good idea to walk. I must say, someone asked me a shayla many years ago. I thought it was a very interesting shayla. You got to laugh at me, actually. But he said to me, he didn't ask a shayla, he asked it via someone else. Sometimes you ask a shayla via someone else. It's really them, it's very interesting shaylas. So he said, this person, he wants to walk on Cheetah Hill Street for some reason down Shabbat. Whatever, I don't know what route it is. So he doesn't want to wear his normal glasses. He doesn't want to be able to see what's on the street. Sometimes you don't want to see what goes on down there. So he puts a pair of glasses on, looks like this, and it's a plain glass. Just a plain glass. Plain, what? Oh, it's a plain glass, and he wants to put it... What?
No, seriously, if you're not using
those glasses... Yeah, let's talk about there's no area. Let's talk about there's no area. So he didn't want to see anything which he shouldn't be seeing, which is very noble of him, very nice idea. So he wants to put a pair of glasses, and he walks in the street, which is just a plain lens, a plain glass. It's very blurred. I mean,
why is
that aware? Why? Because he looks funny without glasses. He looks funny without glasses. He feels odd without glasses. That's why he did it, yeah? He doesn't want to walk out, he doesn't want everyone to know what he's doing. He doesn't want everyone to know. He doesn't want me to know what he's up to. Yeah. So, when I heard the shayla, I don't know what's nothing to do with this, what we're learning here, actually. What? Can he wear it on Shabbos? Is it a masui? The mice is doing no purpose whatsoever, those glasses. A normal head of glasses, mashamash the guf, yeah, it's served in the body. Why are you allowed to wear glasses normally? Because the point is it helps the guf. You'd be a good rabbi, you know that. You thought of joining the profession? Right, here we say 1 minute. It's an interesting point here. Chora is mamash amasud, yeah? Because it's not wearing it.
It makes him comfortable. It's a chid for
us. There's a limit to what you can do. I don't know. It's a chiddush. I must say it's a chiddush. It's a chiddush. I must say one has to check up with one's own local rabbi. I must say it's not so posh as Osser, believe it or not. But it's an interesting point. But you're right. So what you see on the streets, the mice, you can't help seeing a street sign. You can't see something there, then that's not a problem. But the mice, you should carry on focusing on it. I mean, he's right. You walk down the street, you see a nice advert, a picture of a cat there, and there's something there written. You know, something that strikes your eye. It's worthwhile. It could be worthwhile finding this, yeah? So, that you mustn't do. You have to stop. What? Do you know, I must tell you something. I know my wife used to know with someone who had a cat. I can't believe it. They lost this cat. And they were desperate to find it back. They were going for weeks trying to look for this cat. In the end, they went to one of these companies which produced, I think, 1,000 copies for a certain price. And they dropped it into people's houses. Sure. I thought, what a waste of money, I tell you. What a waste of money. Do you know what?
Found
the cat. So, it does happen. Don't give up so easily. It's a good Muslim quite. It's a good Muslim. Don't give up so easily as possible to find. Maestro Kachaba. So, some people do find it. Right, so let's look over here. We're in Shin Zion. Very interesting halacha this. Very again, the women is actually this halacha. If I can find it, Shin Zion. Thought it was Shin Zion. Shin Zion, Sifu Gimel. Very interesting halacha this. This is based on the Mishnah we started with last week, actually. The Mishnah's. Shin Zion. Story of Jesus also. Oh, Zot Machaba. Zimain Urchim. Someone invites some visitors for Shabbos. Invites visitors. But Heichin Lahem Minei Begodim, he's providers, he's got different things on the menu. The Kostovik Sav Kamaz Zimain, he's written down like a chart, a seating chart. He's written how many people are coming, the Kama Begodim Heichin Lahem, and how many portions to prepare for them. Also, Likroisei B'Shabbos. Such a shtar he may not read on Shabbos. Because he must not read this on Shabbos. That means, for example, our modern example is the Moshe, a woman, writes down a menu plan. On Yom Tov. Shabbos is quite right. Shabbos is not Nukhilik, actually. On Yom Tov, she writes down a menu plan. Or you've got Shabbos brachos on Shabbos. Let's divide the things. It's not really right. And you've written down a seating plan. So you've got in front of you. What?
She writes
Three days after, that's right. Oh, he knows the problem, I can see. He knows what the problem is, yeah, quite right. He knows the problem. So you need to have a list of what. You don't want to get the wrong day with the wrong food, do you? So you have to get it all right. So you have to write down what's right. So now you've got this menu card in front of you, let's say, or this seating plan in front of you. And you want to know, can you check out the list over here? So the Machaber seems to say it's awesome. Yeah? It's awesome to read it on Shabbos. It says the Mishnah Berurah over here. But Gemara Yisrael Shnei Time. Mamish, what we learned over here. The Gemara says there's two reasons why you mustn't read these documents. Shema Yimchot Min Orichin. A person might rule out. That means you've got a list over here, and it looks like this one you're not so happy with, so you might cross him out, let's say. You might change his name. Even though you've already invited them.
On Shabbos.
Even though you've already invited them. But he might rub it out. But when I'm a God, you might change the menu a little bit. He sees he's not prepared enough food. He realized he's invited 20 people. Why so? He's not invited them yet. You're right. It's funny. It's actually a good point what he's saying. If you invite the people to come already.
Anyway. Well,
for later.
Change the table plan.
He changed the table. So here it looks like from the he's talking about you got a seating, a list of people to invite, and the shamash is going to go and call them. So the shamash gets a list in front of him, and it's dangerous that because before you give it to the shamash, you might run out some names. You realize you invite too many people. That's what it looks like from over here. The chayim name of Godim, Gamkin is talking about also the recipes. And then there's another reason, besides Shema Yimchot, besides you might rub it out, there's a gezeira to all story hediotas, all story hediotas. You mustn't read any document, even though this is not a business letter, but all reading is awesome. Says the Mishnah over here, we find that the Shamash does use such a letter like this to call people to come to the meal. He's got to settle with all the names on, he does it. Yes, Machmir, sometimes I can say it's a problem. That's true. Shema Yimchoik, that the Shamash will rub out, is not very likely, because the Shamash is not the Balabos over here. The host and hostess who made this list, they are the Balabatim. So they can come along and rub out some of the names over here. The Shamash is not going to rub out any names, because he's not the Balabos over here. The Shamash is not the Balabos, he can't rhyme any names out, so he's got no problem with Shema Yimchoik, so the Mishnah Berurah. But it would be a problem for the host or hostess to read it, but if the Shamash reads it, that shouldn't be a problem. But there's a problem that this shtar is a gezeira to all shtar hediotas. You mustn't read this document because of a gezeira or to all other documents that you mustn't read. So lechay you can't read, even the shamash. Ach, kashar suri shal mitzvah, says the Mishnah Berurah, if the suri is for a mitzvah, the Moshe is a Shabbos meal, let's say, yesh lehokel akurila hashamash. Shatzian points out only for the shamash, not for the host and hostess who can change it, but for the shamash. So there's no shamash yimchoik because he can't do anything. There's a gzeira of the story of Yotus. That is mutter l'tzorich mitzvah. Unbelievable thing. So the Mishnah Berurah, yes, the Hakel HaKrila, Shamash HaZer, Bechal Chefzei Shomayim L'Shori. That is called Chefzei Shomayim, it's not Mimsech Yavtzecha. And there's no chashash shamash yimchoik, and therefore he's allowed to do it. That would explain why the shamash can read these cards in the shul, for example, calling out people. First of all, then you must realize again, it's a tzorich mitzvah because you want to call someone up. There's no Shema Yimchoik, because of what someone said before, there's a lot of people there. So the chashash of him rubbing anything out is not likely to be. There are a lot of people there, will remind him. What?
Shtorajotis,
you've got a problem. Shtorajotis, mitzvah. Calling out an aliyah, let's say, for example. I saw someone speaking about this, and I've been to one of the titians, very easy, what they call out. They call out all for people to give the wine. Yeah, I don't know what it's called, I forgot what it's called again.
Stilkan.
Yeah, is he allowed to read that?
What is still wine?
Whoever sells the wine, yes. So it's public. And Tzorich Mitzvah.
That's
not Tzorich Mitzvah. That's also Tzorich Mitzvah. That's also Tzorich Mitzvah. So regardless of Mitzvah, and there's no Shema Yimchah in such a case, then that will be mutter to read at all, Taka. That's why it's alright to do. Then he says, actually, a Chiddush, the meaning is, let's say I've got a birthday party at home on Shabbos. There's no Suda Shabbos. That's not Suda Tzorich Mitzvah. It's a birthday party. Some people might find it is, but the Maaser Pasha is not, right? It's a birthday party. So now, that should be a problem for me to read my list over there.
With the guests.
Or the Shamish list. The Barabos reading is always important. Shami Yimchik. But the Moshe, let's say Shamish, can you read it? So that Mishnah Berurah is the minigasi mako, because we take on all parties, if you give the wrong place to people, they might get insulted. It's always called a tzermis. So for all parties, the Maisa, one is allowed to, what do you call it, read from the Shtar, not the Barabos. Well, I must say, the Bala boss can, he's not in charge. Often it's the wife who's in charge. The Moshe, the wife made a certain plan. So if they both are in charge, they both want to interfere with they can both be in charge of changing places and everything, then both the Bala boss and the Bala Sabas have got a problem. If it's the woman who's arranged everything, then the husband, pastor, can read it. So now, let's come to our case. The Moshe, you go to shul, for example, and on the notice board are all different things on there. Yeah, the Moshe, an invitation to a husband. So there's no Shemi Yimchai there. No one's going to rub out there. There's nothing to rub out. No one's going to rub something. It's not about a boss. There's nothing for him to rub out. It's all Chefse Mitzvah, really, because it's the idea to know for a Mitzvah. You want to be Samei Chosn Kala. That is the Chorim, what it's read. And the Chiddush is that this is Mufka from the parasha of Issa. That means even if you read the invitation once, twice, three times, four times, you read it as many times as you want. It's not in Chazal's Gezeira. So all this is called the Ksav Shal Mitzvah. All that is what's there. Any notice which has got a benefit, the Moshe the Stocker Appeal, which is a benefit for a person to know about the Chayra, all these sorts of things the person does to each other.
It's not a
Meister. Yeah, it could be. It's not called a Meister. Maybe you're right. It's not called a Meister. Just what other examples we've got over here, what other examples. That the Tzorich Mitzvah. What? Oh, so the person who's in charge of it, that's a good point. You've got a list, very good. So the person who made the seating plan for Rosh Hashanah and Kippur, he tackle shouldn't read it, unless he's got maybe a showman there to watch him. But you come there and you want to know where he sits. You have got no problem showing him because you're not about to boss rubbing out. And to serve a minister to have a good seat, you need to know where you're sitting. That's a serve a minister, you're allowed to read the tackle. So that's tackle mutter.
Even if I made a mistake, we'll cross it over.
Who's going to cross it off? Yeah. No, not about not you yourself. The person who's in charge.
The main
you know who you are. I mean, what do you mean? It's written in your name. You've got a long name. You've got to take a problem. It's not so easy, your name. But do you mind if someone spelled your name wrong? It makes a difference?
You need to tell your master to show you. Mommy, she has to stick on it. It's one of the children. They gave
my
wife's name.
Can't
wait.
Someone
told me.
So put your wife's name?
Put someone else in my wife's place. Yeah. The guy told me, you know what? Trust it over there.
That's the use of that clown. Normally it's the Bala boss who does it, yeah? The Gabba does it. It's not normally one of the people who have got the right to do it. Yeah, I hear it's an interesting thing. So you're saying, well, you could be chashash. Normally Shemi Yimchai is only the person who made it. He has got a chashash, he might change it. If I come along and see my name is spelled wrong.
Like the Mashgiach in Yeshiva got the list of the Bucham and it's to see if everyone has got it. Problem.
That's a problem. Tanker. That could be a problem. He's got to check who's here. The most. Someone's got a list. Yeah. Or you go to office the body. You go to anything. You want to tick off. You want to see who's here. You want to check out. Yeah. The Chayra. 1 minute. So the Meister. What's the chashma? You're not going to rub anything out. Yeah, but I'm saying there's two things you have to worry about. Otto story has yotzes. There's no problem. Yeah. For Torah mitzvah, but Shema Yimchai is still a problem in the Torah mitzvah. But here, I don't know what he's going to rub out. What should he rub out? Someone's not turned up, is that going to occur? What's he not around now? I'm not sure if Shema Yimchai is not Shema Yichtai. We're not worried for Shema Yichtai. It's important for us, actually. Chazal weren't worried, Shema Yichtai.
He might put a cross against his name that never turned up.
Yichtai, that's Ksiva.
Shema Yichtai.
But I don't think Chazal worried about Shema Yichtai. Shema Yimchai only Chazal worried. I don't know why, but that's not wrong. Because what we said over here is a bit Kiddush, that Aksav Shal Mitzvah, any mitzvah purpose, Chazal did not make this Gezeira on. And the Maisa, you have to worry about Shema Yimchai. Shema Yimchai still applies. But the Gezeira of Otto Shtori Ediotis does not apply. You're not about a boss, and you won't rub out. Or it's an invitation on a thing. There's no question you're going to rub out anything. What's your question about? It's
not a woman with a list of
men. But the woman's got a problem. The woman. So it's better that you read it out to her. You can read it. Good point. And also a list of menu for Yom Tov. So what does the wife do? She can't read it. You know what you should do? You read that list to your wife. You read it out, tell him, this is what you want on day one. That's mutter. There's no Shema Yichot in you. I'll pass that on another book. Okay,
you've got the problem with
the day. Mitzvah.
Maybe it's a
certain mitzvah.
It's a certain mitzvah.